The Wasatch County Council unanimously approved Extel's master plan density for what's being called the Mayflower Mountain Resort. With this preliminary approval, the developer can secure financing and begin work on the infrastructure. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis said the developer will need more approvals from council before construction starts.
So they'll come in with, for example, it might be a hotel. And they'll say, okay, here's a phase, we're going to do a hotel. And so then we'll go and dig into the detail of that hotel and all the infrastructure and so forth that goes into it. And so, there's a lot more to do, but it was a big step.
1,700 ERUs, known as equivalent residential units, are counted in the density.
It's pretty big. It's basically, for the condominiums, it could be fractional ERUs, but for the most part, it's one unit per ERU, and so we're looking at 1,700 condos or homes or townhomes or something to that effect. So that's quite a few.
Davis said this is not necessarily a one-to-one transfer. Only residential units are counted in the density, not commercial.
If it's a true hotel, in other words, not a condo hotel, that doesn't count towards the density. If it's a restaurant, that doesn't count towards the density. And so the density is geared towards residents, whether they're part-time or full-time.
An additional 250 to 300,000 square feet of commercial and conference space was also approved. Even though amendments will have to be made to the project site for affordable housing and a rerouting of a road that Deer Valley manager Bob Wheaton has said will ruin the world-class ski experience if it's left as is, the council approved the density. Davis says part of that had to do with financing and the donation of a parcel to the U.S. Air Force for a military recreation wellness center. He said they also needed to get the tax increment measure in place so that other development projects in the area, like Sky Ridge, could start. Once in place, the tax increment will help pay for all of the infrastructure in the Jordanelle Basin.
And before they would do the donation, they wanted to have their density secure, as well as the ability to finance the construction of the development. And so there were a lot of pressures, it's the word I'll use, to get the density determined so that they could proceed forward, donate the property. And once the property is donated, because we have potential tax increment issues, that will allow that to trigger. We have some other developments in the area that are ready to develop.
Davis said there will be 95,000 square feet of workforce housing on site. Right now, it's on slopes greater than 30%, which doesn't meet code, so the plans will need to be revised. Some of it will be built immediately, and some of it will happen in a phased build-out over several years.
It's good deed restricted. It'll be geared towards people that work in that area. There will be other affordable housing requirements. Again, that's going to be completely addressed through the development agreement. But there's talk of being able to help with housing for essential services like law enforcement and other things, and so that we can do some additional affordable housing in other places, as well as the workforce housing, which will be on site. And some of this will be in the way of long-time commitment of funds to keep those levels of service up. And so it's many millions of dollars that we're looking at for the affordable housing plan.
The military hotel, known as MITA, will have a large conference center. Extel will build a smaller conference area combined with a rec center. Davis said transit is being considered for the project, even though Wasatch County currently doesn't have a system in place.
There are some on the Extel portion, as well as a couple of the developments that we're working on the east side of the highway. We are allowing for transit pickups and centers in those areas. And we're anticipating that in partnership with MITA, we will be able to engage a firm or an authority to help us design the transit system. What we want to do is design it and know when we need to start implementing these types of things. But it's anticipated that part of the tax increment can help build these things.
That's Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.